Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so this verse speaks of finishing. And, you know, I think about us, do we always finish things? Just thinking of myself and my honey-do list that's been there for years and years and years. And yeah, Vicki and I will probably be in the nursing home, and she'll say, are you going to finish that list? But, yeah, I have a tough time finishing things. And, so, you know, around home, and some people have a tough time finishing things at work, get too many things going at one time, and I do that sometimes. Have so many things going, I'll forget about something, and, you know, somebody will ask me, well, is this complete? Whoops, nope, I forgot about it. And so I tend to forget about that. And think about sports. You know, you see a lot of coaches say, we got to finish the game, you know, at the halftime when they always interview them. And I know Saban has said that a lot. You know, well, we did okay the first half. We just got to finish the game, which they didn't do in the national championship game. They finished the first half, but unfortunately not the second half. But looking back at this verse, you know, where it says that he which hath begun a good work in you, who is the he that this verse is talking about? Well, it's the God that created the universe. And the good news of the gospel is that whatever God starts, he's going to finish it. And, you know, that's something we can count on. Philippians 1:6 begins with being confident, or be confident. And so confidence is trusting or relying in something, you know, putting your complete trust and reliance in something. And if you look at the second part of that verse, it doesn't say, Paul doesn't say, I am confident in me. And so we need to be able to put our confidence, our trust, our reliance in someone. But what happens if we put it in ourselves or in somebody else? I always fail. Every time. I've thought back to back years ago, there was a guy that we had in the church that was very active and, you know, went visiting and all those kinds of things, and went out and visited Vicky's uncle one time. And of course, he was telling, you know, well, you know, there's a bunch of hypocrites in the church. And so this guy told him, he said, well, don't watch all them, watch me. And so, where is he now? He has not been in church in years. So that's what happens, you know, when you put your confidence and trust in a human being. They're always going to fail you. And, you know, one of the greatest musicals probably of all time, The Sound of Music, back in 1965, Julie Andrews. There was a song that she sang that said, I have confidence in sunshine, I have confidence in rain, I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides what you see, I have confidence in me. You know, a nice song, but, you know, when you think about our salvation, we can't put confidence in anybody, in anything, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we put our full confidence, trust, and reliance in him, because he is trustworthy. He's always faithful to finish what he starts. And so in Philippians 1:6, Paul writes, again, you know, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So looking at that verse, what is the good work he's talking about? Well, it's the work of our salvation. And that word, the verb has begun here, is a deliberate or a decisive verb. And so, you know, God wasn't up in heaven and said, well, you know, I think I might try this salvation thing on a couple of people and see how it works out. He knew it was going to work from the very beginning. And so it was a very deliberate, decisive thing that he did when he chose to begin the work of salvation. And it's something that began, you know, long, long ago, long before we were even born. Ephesians 1:4 tells us, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And so if we're in Christ, he chose us before the foundation of the world. And that's, I'll tell you, that's something that's very comforting to know that the God of the universe chose me before the world ever began. And then Paul tells us when this work of salvation will be completed. He says the day of Jesus Christ. And so what he's talking about there is his second coming. So it'll be fulfilled, it'll be complete at his second coming. And nobody really knows what day that is. It could be, Sunday, Monday, could be tonight, you know, while we're at church. But nobody knows, but you can be sure that that promise is going to be fulfilled. And so between now and then, we have to put our confidence in the one that we can, you know, fully trust and fully rely on. And so looking at that work, when did God begin that work in us? Well, he began it in us personally at our salvation. But really, you know, again, he chose us before the foundation of the world. And when God has a plan for us, nothing can stop that until it's complete. You know, just thinking of a couple of examples in the Bible, you know, Joseph, his brothers threw him in a pit, tried to kill him. They thought he was over and done with. But, you know, he ends up second only to Pharaoh, and ends up being a blessing to the ones that tried to kill him. Think of Daniel thrown in the lion's den. You know, God saved him from the lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they tried to kill them, and not a hair on their head was singed. Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:26 says, "In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren." And when I read that, I thought about a song from back years ago, "Hee Haw, Buck Owens." You remember that song? It's says, "Gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and misery on me." Do y'all ever feel that way? I do sometimes, unfortunately. But, you know, Paul went through a lot and could have been killed a number of times, but God had a plan for his life and kept him. And then the ultimate example would be Jesus Christ, you know, where he lived for 33 years on the earth, and last three was spent in his ministry. And, you know, there were a number of times where they wanted to kill him, but God kept him until that time that he had planned. When he was hanging on the cross, he bowed his head and said, "It's finished," and God's plan of salvation was complete. And so, you know, we could think at this point, well, boy, I really got to hang on to my faith to get through this thing. But that's not the way it works. You know, it doesn't depend on us. It depends on God holding on to us to get us through. And so that's a blessing in that. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, Paul wrote, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it." Again, you know, confidence in Jesus Christ that what he says he's going to do, he's going to do it. So Philippians 1:6, back to that verse, assures us that we can be confident in God. He began that work of salvation in us, and he's going to complete that work of salvation when Jesus returns. And, you know, thinking about our church and the budget year, you know, if we look back to Paul and Barnabas, when they went to the church in Philippi, you know, they gave an account of all of the great things that had happened, and they didn't say, "Look at all these great things we did." They said, "Look what God has done." And so that's the way it works in the church. And, you know, God has a plan for this church. And I think back to when he started that plan back in 1976, when a group of us met and said, "We need to form a new work. You know, this, we're having some problems here, and so we want to form a new work." And oh my goodness, God has blessed us through the years. It's just unbelievable. You know, I was there from the very beginning, and I've seen all of this from day one, you know, up until now. And I can say God has blessed us richly. And so, you know, what does that take for God to complete a work in a church? Well, part of it is up to us. You know, God places people in the church He calls us to do certain things, and then if we follow him and do those things, then that plan is going to work out, and God is going to bless that church. And so we have to, number one, find out what his plan is for us, and then number two, get with the plan and do what he wants us to. And then God will bless and continue. And so, you know, we as leaders, we always, you know, hopefully stay in God's will, and, you know, we don't want to recommend anything that's not within God's will. And so, you know, we try to do that. But that's what we all have to do. We have to commit our lives to him and follow him and then get in the right place and do what he's asking us to do. And then God will bless the church. I have a video I wanted to show you that kind of sums this up. It's Steve Green from back in 1988, I believe it is.
He who began a good work in you
love that song. I think it sums up what we're talking about tonight. And so, you know, we need to be faithful and let God complete that work in us, because we can get in the way sometimes.